Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes.
So, Garrett, we are starting with some much-needed good news this afternoon.
Yes, some excellent news for the Irish film industry, because announced during the week in the budget by the Minister of Arts is an increase of 9 million euro for Screen Ireland. And this is really welcome news because it represents an increase of 52% on the 2020 original budget allocation. The agency, Screen Ireland, also welcomed the extension of the regional uplift for the tax credit for film and television, which will help to increase production activity and create job opportunities within the sector across regional Ireland. So really good news.
Great to see that happening this week, it has to be said. You have some really interesting casting news this afternoon. We're starting with Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet is going to star in Fake. This is a new film from the writer-director Scott Z. Burns, most recently made The Report. Now, this film is based on the book by Jen McAdam and Douglas Thompson. It's based on the true life story of McAdam and her involvement with the OneCoin Ponzi scheme. This was a scheme in a cryptocurrency scheme that raked in about $4 billion worldwide. McAdam was the victim of this scheme, and she founded a support group for those affected. She and her friends and her family invested and lost close to $300,000. So Kate Winslet has signed up to play this role in Fake.
All right. We have a biopic on the way of Ronald Reagan. This is going to be an interesting one. Tell us about the casting.
So Dennis Quaid is lined up to play Ronald Reagan in the film. It's been directed by Sean McNamara, and it's currently in production in Oklahoma. And Penelope Ann Miller is taking on the role of Nancy Reagan. And the movie is going to follow the life through the eyes of a fictional KGB agent who sort of keeps tabs on Reagan throughout his career. Robert Davey has been cast as the Soviet Union leader, while John Voight is going to play the role of the KGB
agent. Well, that's an interesting slant on it, isn't it?
It is. It's an interesting way of telling it. So we look forward to that one. As I said, they're filming at the moment, so we can expect it later next year.
Okay. And we have casting news for Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock is going to star in and produce the Lost City of D. This is a romantic action adventure. The directors for it are Adam and Aaron Nee. And it's described as a sort of old-fashioned star vehicle that's going to be a sort of screwball adventure featuring mismatched leads and, of course, romance as well. The story follows a romance author who learns that a supposedly fictional city she had written about is real. And she and the actor who portrays the lead character in the book take a life-threatening journey to find the lost city. Does Romancing the Stone ring
yes,
a bell?
Exactly. It sounds like just the kind of film we need, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, now there's rumors that Ryan Reynolds may be joining her as the co-star in this.
Oh, that could work.
Those two have, they have brilliant on-screen chemistry.
Do.
So you could really see it. You could really see another sort of Romancing the Stone.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. Now, a new project for the director of I, Tonya.
Yeah, this is Craig Gillespie, 2017. He made I, Tonya, and he's officially on board to direct Chippendales. Now, this film has been in development for about 2 decades, but it follows the true story of Steve Banerjee, who is going to be played by Dev Patel, an Indian immigrant who acquires a struggling LA club and transforms it into a sort of hotspot. The club features ladies-only dancing nights, which become the basis for the famous Chippendales group. And what happens then is that his co-creators get into all sorts of trouble, and there's murders and there's suicide, and it sort of sends him into a downward spiral of legal battles. So Gillespie's most recent project as director is Cruella, the live-action adaptation of the 101 Dalmatians villain, which stars Emma Stone. This is going to be his next project. So Chippendales from Craig Gillespie.
Some more escapism. You have a sort of a change in casting in our next movie, Dr. Death.
Yeah, this is just simply down to schedules and COVID schedules kind of affecting film production. Jamie Dornan was due to star in a TV series called Dr. Death, but Joshua Jackson is now taking over the role. This is based on a hit podcast and it's currently in the works. He's going to play a doctor in this medical community, building a flourishing neurosurgery practice. But after opening up the surgery room, routine spinal surgeries end up with people being left maimed or indeed dead. There's a good cast in it. Alec Baldwin and Christian Slater are also set to star in it. So that's the title. You won't forget it. It's Dr. Death.
All right. Very good cast there. That's for sure. A Christmas movie, but not for this year.
Not for this year. It's Elf on the Shelf because Netflix has picked up the rights to the franchise and they're going to develop it as an original action and animated content for its streaming service. Of course, it was originally a rhyming children's book. And of course, it's about the elves that get deployed to watch over the children, you know, all up to Christmas. So it's not for this Christmas, but just like the elves, it will be coming soon.
It will be coming soon. And once we have movies being made, we're happy at the moment. You've a trailer watch for us.
Yeah, this is 20th Century Studios have released a trailer for its upcoming musical drama, Everybody's Talking About Jamie. It's based on a 2017 West End hit, which is also based on a 2011 documentary. And it stars newcomer Max Harwood, who stars as Jamie, a 16-year-old teen who wants to play his childhood games of dress up forever through a career in drag performance. Do check out the trailer. Looks like a big feel-good hit. Mm. Everybody's Talking About Jamie is scheduled to be released in February of next year.
Yeah, good trailer. Worth checking out, definitely. Now, the cinemas are sadly closed still, Garrett, but you might give us a streaming choice to recommend this week.
Well, fans of Star Trek will be glad to know that the new season of Discovery, which is going to be season 3, is going to be streaming on Netflix. So it's 930 years into the future and the Federation has undergone some serious changes. So there you go. All the Trekkies out there, you'll be glad to know that Star Trek Discovery is back.
All right. What about a TV movie?
I love this movie. And you know, there's so much about it that is ridiculous. And that's what I love about it, because it's the sixth entry in the Mission Impossible franchise. This one's called Fallout.
It was great. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed it too. But of course, it just goes for the absurd action. But yes. And that's the thing, because Tom Cruise runs, he flies helicopters, he climbs buildings, you know, in the film industry. And you know, they'll say, go break a leg. Well, he literally breaks
a leg. He did. Oh, that scene is unbelievable because they kept it in pretty much.
It's absolutely brilliant. Christopher McQuarrie's in the director's chair. I highly recommend it. It's just one of those fun movies and the way you should make action movies. And it's on RT1 at 9:45.
That sounds good. And a quick mention for the IFTA's on tomorrow night.
Yeah, the IFTA Awards are on. It's obviously all virtual this year, but it's going to be broadcast on Virgin Media One at 10 o'clock. So do check it out tomorrow night, the IFTA's, where they'll be awarding the best and the greatest in the Irish film industry.
Oh, best wishes to all for that. Garrett, thank you so much.
Thank you.